You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 7th of February 2020 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at radioalbion.com. Yes, it's Friday once again and we've got listeners driving home in their cars on the way home from work on the subway, and we've got people over there in America in their lunch hour, and they are all tuning in to hear from my guest today, Mr. Grandpa Lampshade, right from the heart of Texas. Grandpa, how are you doing, sir? Good afternoon to you.
It is a good afternoon. Great to sit down once again for this week's installment of Clown World in Review. And I was just sitting here thinking, you know, one of the things that those of us in the professional broadcast industry grapple with is keeping up with the approved terms that you're allowed to use, you know, for certain racial groups. Take blacks, for instance. I mean, are we even allowed to say blacks? You know, Negro used to be the approved term, but now that's, I don't know, in and out. I don't think that's approved. Coloreds used to be the approved term, but I don't think you're allowed to use that one anymore. It changes all the time. So I'm going to be on the cutting edge. I think from now on, we should just use the term aspiring rappers. That's what I'm going with, aspiring rappers. What do you think?
Well, I think that's been used for quite a while now, hasn't it? Aspiring rapper, basketball American. This is why it was quite surprising to see the Daily Mail using this slang term, actually in one of their headlines this week as well. An aspiring rapper in Maryland could face 20 years behind bars for using his company's credit card to make over $4.1 million in unauthorized purchases for his music career. Chad Arrington, who goes by the stage name Chad Focus, pleaded guilty on Monday to federal wire fraud conspiracy, according to a release from the U.S. Attorney's Office District in Maryland. And I've had a look at one of his videos just to see where all that money went, and a lot of it is just being thrown around at the start of the video. And it's all he is singing about is money, money, money. In fact, it just reminded me of that famous video clip of the refugee who's just made his way into Europe, and he just screams money, money, money into the camera. And it really is no different with this aspiring rapper from America, whether it's an aspiring rapper in America or an aspiring rapper that's just got off the boat into Europe. That is all they are concerned about is money. And this guy clearly saw his chance to just take whatever money he could, and he seized it without any thought for what would happen when once it got discovered that he'd actually taken $4 million from his boss. And I wonder why he was, you know, what the guy was doing employing somebody like that was likely to thieve this money from him. I think he was obviously a diversity hire, but we'll get into that in the next quote that I've got here. But Grandpa, what do you make of this? Did you get a chance to have a look at all the booty wiggling in his video, or could you not face that at this time in the day?
I just want to make it publicly known that I have lobbied. I've lobbied Sven here to use that a clip of that music for the intro of today's show. I don't think he's. I don't know. I'm not holding out much hope, but you know, I'm gonna get the money. You know, it's virtually every single rap song now is you know, I'm gonna get the money, I'm gonna get the hoes, and it's about, you know, shooting other blacks, you know, because you're more gangsta. I was having an IRL conversation the other day with somebody, because I'm old enough to remember when rap really kind of first started becoming a thing, you know, in the late 80s and early 90s. And it was just basically dance music. And it was, you know, just kind of fun. And I mean, you know, disputes between rappers, you know, didn't usually amount to much more than like, ooh, a diss track, you know, against this other rapper, you know, that his rhymes are stolen or his rhymes are lame, you know, and it was just kind of a fun thing. And then it became like a competition to who could be more gangsta and who could rap about killing other blacks more than the other guy. Who could rap more about killing other aspiring rappers than the other guy. It just went downhill from here. I'm going to be honest. If I was on this guy's jury, I would find him not guilty, because who the hell, A, gives this guy a credit card, and B, lets him run up $4.1 million before they notice or figure out, hey, you know, something could be amiss here. I mean, how are you going to take it out on Chad Focus here for getting the money? When you give him a credit card that allows him to run up $4.1 million and like it gets that high before anybody stands up and goes, you know, something looks amiss here. I mean, if you walk downtown and like walked up to a random homeless person, handed them a credit card, and they went and ran up your credit card, would you then be able to turn around and file charges on them? I mean, no, you would bear some responsibility for that, for being a moron. And that's kind of my take on this for poor Chad Focus. I'm going to come down. My vote here, Sven, is Chad Focus is a good boy who didn't do nothing.
Well, I've seen actually an alternative to this aspiring rapper name that they like to use for them, and that's when it's a black victim, and it's a young black victim, and then it becomes an aspiring lawyer. That's just another one of these things that I've picked up on with this black lingo that they use. According to his plea agreement, the 32-year-old was employed by Company One Productions as an SEO specialist from 2011 to August 2018. He was responsible for promoting the company's products and services online. And this interested me, because SEO is just making websites so that they can be picked up on by search engines, and it's actually done automatically by all the themes that you can purchase to use with your website. It's not actually anything that anybody does. I don't understand how he would be an SEO specialist, because it's just included with every theme that that you buy. So, I mean, it's quite clear to me that he was a diversity hire. He was given a job that really didn't really mean anything. And of course, he's taken advantage of this, and he's used the credit card. I mean, I think I'm inclined to agree with you here, Grandpa. I mean, what kind of a fool gives someone a credit card like that, that they can run up figures like that and doesn't notice? It's just beyond me. I think actually, as we'll get into this, we'll discover that some of his team that he was working with, they were actually involved as well. What do you make of this plea agreement? At least he's pleaded guilty now. I guess we can say that. What do you make of his exalted job position that he's got here as SEO specialist?
I think Chad Focus is smarter than anyone else in the company. You know, they hand him this credit card for, like you say, basically a nothing job. I'm not sure why he needed a company credit card to begin with, but you know, and then used it to promote his own private business. You know, I honestly think instead of filing charges on Chad Focus, they should have made him promoted him to like the CEO of the company. I think he's sounds like the smartest one in the whole in the whole outfit. But of course, you know, now they're gonna come down on him, made him plead guilty. I mean, okay, so what? I mean, are they going to put him in jail? They're going to, you know, it's so observably silly to me, because again, who goes out and hands somebody with a credit card with apparently no credit limit or whatever, an aspiring rapper card, the aspiring rapper American Express card with no credit limit on it, and then they, you know, get upset when he actually uses it? I don't know. I think we need to usher in a new age of personal responsibility. And I think that the company itself should be the ones pleading guilty. I don't think Chad Focus has anything to plead guilty for. I think the company should be pleading guilty, being guilty of being stupid.
Reckless stupidity, that's what it is. The Randallstown, Maryland resident was assigned an American Express credit card with the company and was said to have signed an agreement where he agreed to only use the card for business expenses. I think that's where the problem lies, because he obviously saw it as legitimate business expenses to use the card for his rapping career, where he apparently he got billboards, he bought play, he bought likes, he bought all sorts of things with it. There was even a huge billboard in Times Square with his face upon it. I mean, clearly everybody around him, all his neighbours, would have been saying, where are you getting all this money from? What? Why? How did this happen? Did you get a record deal or whatever? And apparently, I mean, this was going on for a long time. Don't forget, he was employed by these people for 7 years before they realised that this was going on. You would have thought that somebody would have thought there was something a little bit amiss here with this guy that was basically just a diversity hire and was living it large, like he was this big gangster rapper. But I think this is where the problem lies. He signed an agreement saying that he would use it for business expenses, and that's pretty much what he did. It's just it wasn't his boss's business that he was spending the money on.
Well, yeah, they should have been more specific about this. And yeah, 7 years. 7 years, $4 million, and nobody notices. Or, I mean, we got two options. It's that, or the other option is they did, somebody along the lines did notice, and they were afraid to speak up about it because they could be accused of being racist. It's one or the other. But whichever the case may be, again, I think the company here has kind of gotten what it deserves. I'm not being over the top when I say I wouldn't find this guy guilty, even though, yeah, oh, well, he spent the money. But at some point in time, you know, the people who did this, who set these things in motion, I think should bear some form of responsibility.
Definitely, definitely. As you say, you know, it is reckless stupidity. Well, Arrington admitted that from January 2015 through August 2018, he and four co-conspirators used the card to make purchases to promote his rap alter ego and the production company tied to his music, Focus Music Entertainment LLC. All the purchases were fraudulent and made without authorization. The co-conspirators come from Maryland, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Florida, the release states. And looking at what was going on in this music video, halfway through the music just stops. And then he's got some other black guy gets in his car, looks like maybe some kind of drug dealer or something. And he just gives him all these presents. He gives him, I think it's a SNES or some games consoles that he gives to him. This is after just throwing all this money around. It's quite clear that he thinks that he's just entitled to have all this money. I mean, that's what he sees on the television, isn't it? He just sees lots of rich black rappers throwing money around, and everybody's entitled to that. So he was given this credit card, and you know, the money just comes out of the machine when you put the credit card into it. It just gets created by that machine in the wall. Why shouldn't he just spend this money? I mean, it reminds me of the blacks in South Africa that were demanding to be given these plastic cards so that they could take money out of the wall as well. They had no idea of actually how the financial system works, how currency works, how money works. They just saw it as, well, you put the plastic in the wall and the dollars come out, and then you can spend them, and we want some of those. We want to be given those as well, like the white man has it. And it really isn't any different here. You know, it's just the same people, basically, in different situations, as I was pointing out earlier with the refugee and the rapper and with the uneducated blacks in South Africa. And all they are really concerned about is money. They don't care how they get it. This Chad Arrington here, he had no concern for what was going to happen in the future. All he could see was the dollar signs in his eyes. And now he's had his fun. He's had his, well, actually it was 3 years, 4 years worth of fun with the credit card. And now it's come to a halt, and now he's going to have to pay that back. But as you say, Grandpa, you know, you really do have to question the wisdom of his employers in giving him that card. I mean, I would question their wisdom in employing him in the first place, but perhaps, you know, perhaps they themselves were diversity hires that actually took him on. I mean, he really can't have done that much work if he was an SEO specialist. I mean, that is really a nothing job. I could call myself an SEO specialist and just buy people themes for their websites that are SEO compliant. It's been like that for quite some time now. So he was definitely a diversity hire. You know, there's questions about this, isn't there, really? Because it is so reckless to just allow this to happen. Maybe there's money laundering in there. Maybe there's something to this that we haven't been told about yet. What do you think of that, Grandpa?
I'm sitting here thinking now they've thrown a wrench in because they've added co-conspirators to our list of terms, along with aspiring rapper, along with aspiring rappers. I don't know. You think about the trade-offs, Finn. I mean, if you could enjoy $4 million for 3 years, I mean, it might, you know, just strictly, you know, taking morality out of the equation for a minute, $4 million for 3 years, and then, you know, okay, face whatever punishment he's going to face at the end. It's laughable that they expect him to pay this back. I mean, he's not going to pay it back. How's he going to pay it back? You can't get blood out of a turnip. So, I don't know, $4 million, 3 years, and I don't know how long they're going to put him in jail for this, but it may be totally worth it. I mean, if they put him in jail for another, say, 3 years, it's still crunching the numbers pretty good on the money scale. Yeah, I laugh about this, though, because you read stories like this, and this guy, he signed this agreement, and he took this money and used it for things he wasn't supposed to. Of course, nobody noticed or said anything, but nonetheless, he's now facing whatever punishment they plan to dole out to him. And then you compare this to how, for instance, the Pentagon here in America spends money. They've spent, like, I was reading a story the other day, the latest update on the, the F-35, I think, the Joint Strike debacle. And they have spent, like, billions, like $35 billion on this thing, and it doesn't work. It doesn't do anything. It is a complete waste of time. It's a complete junk. The Pentagon blows money. You know, we're talking millions is pocket change. They spend billions on projects that don't work. They don't do anything they're supposed to. And none of those guys are facing charges. But Chad Focus here, he's facing charges for spending a mere $4 million to try to get the money. And you know, heck, I mean, in his defense, if he'd have blown up and gone big, he could have probably turned around and then bought the company. It would have been an investment that worked out. Nobody would have been the wiser. Where our government, for instance, takes our tax dollars and spends it on things that we don't want. They take the money away from, and they use the threat of violence, because if you don't, you know, pay your taxes, if you refuse to go along, if you refuse to give them the money, they'll put you in prison. They'll point a gun in your face. They'll do all sorts of things. Chad Focus wasn't threatening anybody with violence. They were just stupid enough to give him a credit card, and he went and used it. So in a way, I think Chad Focus is more honest than the Pentagon, and is specifically, or the U.S. government in general. What do you think?
Well, he's actually looking at 20 years for this. And I mean, you're saying, you know, maybe he's not that dim. Actually, he's been quite clever in doing this. But really, you know, to $4 million, and all he did was fritter it away. I mean, you think what you could do with just $1 million, you know, if you were sensible. But he's just completely wasted this. And really, you should be thinking, if he's genuinely got a musical talent there, then, you know, you don't need money. I mean, there are plenty of software apps that you can use that are for free, that you can record stuff on. There are so many bedroom musicians that have done that. They've produced their own recordings. They've done everything themselves, and they've done it on a shoestring. You know, they don't need $4 million. I mean, he spent this $4 million and he hasn't achieved anything. He's made this one video where he throws lots of money around, and now he's facing 20 years inside for it. Arrington admitted to using the card to make over $1.5 million in unauthorized purchases to accounts associated with the co-conspirators, only for him to then turn around and kick back thousands to accounts he controlled. So I think what he's doing there is he's just paying his buddies, isn't he? Paying his team that it's supposedly working for him as his rapping crew, and basically just taking all this money from his boss, unauthorized purchases, bribing them basically in order to look like the big man. And this is another thing that you observe with blacks, with all the bling that they wear. They have to have all these ostentatious displays of extravagance and look how much money I've got. Look how much women I've got. And, it's totally the opposite to the way that white man behaves, who is turned off by these ostentatious displays and realizes that real value comes from character and virtue and not the amount of gold that you have on your fingers or hanging around your neck. You know, it just shows how shallow these people are, I think, and particularly rappers. They can't really have much self-confidence if they have to cover themselves in all these ostentatious displays. But then you think, well, they do actually have these huge egos, and yet they still feel the need to do this. I guess it's just one of those questions that we'll never be able to understand or answer because we aren't black.
Well, they were all getting the money. Yeah, of course. I mean, this is the whole culture that has been that's been promoted. And, you know, to be fair, you see this, you know, we wish that we had this high ideal of how white people are supposed to behave, and yet it is degenerating. I mean, if we're going to be honest about it, it is degenerating to something, you know, not a whole lot better. You see this here with the way people behave on social media. I mean, our whole culture here, say in America, is that you are nobody unless you're some form of celebrity. And they take these people that, who are they? But all of a sudden they're celebrities because they get a quote unquote reality TV show. Now they're a celebrity and everybody's talking about them and what are they wearing and what latest plastic surgery did they get and who are they dating? And I'm just like, other than the fact that somebody just woke up one day and said, this person is a celebrity. I mean, who would give a shit? I mean, nobody cares. They would just be nobody. And you see this in the way, then you see people like trying to become viral on social media and people doing these ridiculous things for signaling points. And it's just like trying to become a little miniature celebrity in their own world with their Facebook video or their Facebook post or something like that. You see this with these women that come up on social media and talk about their brave struggle because now they've decided their 8-year-old is trans. This is all craving for that celebrity status. And this is among white people. I mean, yeah, you're absolutely right in what you're pointing out here. But like I say, if we're going to be fair, I mean, for blacks, it's, I'm going to get the money. I got to get the money. I got to have the bling and the money and the hoes. But I mean, we, you know, white people have, or as a society, you know, we're not exactly holding up high moral characters of virtue anymore as a people. I mean, yes, obviously, you know, many of us still are attempting to do that. But as a society, we look, and for white people, they are degenerating to this. Oh, look at me. Look at me. I'm kind of a celebrity because I've got this many likes on my Facebook post. Blacks do what they do because, I mean, that's in their nature. But when we look at what's more alarming to me is to look at how our society-wise, how it is degenerating. I mean, blacks chasing after, you know, shiny jewelry and the money and stuff. That's really, I mean, that's nothing new. But what is new what I find alarming is to look at white society, what was once white society, is now actually degenerating down and becoming closer to what the norm is for blacks. I think somebody warned about that in a book one time. I can't quite, the name of it escapes me right at the moment.
Quite a few books. I think it is alarming to see the way that white people are now behaving like blacks. You brought up plastic surgery there, Grandpa, and that's one of the things I really do question about, because all these blacks, they seem to be having these plastic surgery to give them butt implants, basically to make them look like Hottentots. And if they hadn't interbred with white people anyway, they would still look like Hottentots. They wouldn't need to have this plastic surgery to artificially boost their backsides. But strangely enough, he didn't actually spend any of his money on plastic surgery, or else he kept that hidden. The credit card was used to buy sound equipment, studio kits, instruments, and music technology. Equipment was then used to make videos for Chad Focus, and I was only able to actually find one video that he'd made. Arrington is said to have used some of the funds to pay online streaming platforms to help artificially boost his song play count. He is also said to have purchased likes, followers, tags, and views across social media. The aspiring artist also handed out thousands to a company that promoted his music and images, and he paid numerous companies to post billboards promoting his brand, including one on New York's Times Square. And that's quite alarming, really, that he was able to actually purchase all these likes and artificially boost his song play count, plus obviously bribes that he paid out to a company to promote his music and his images. I mean, you know, does he not want to succeed on his own two feet? He thinks that this is the way you do things. You just bribe people. You artificially do these things, and then the public will just be too dumb to realize that, and we'll all start buying his music. I mean, it's quite embarrassing, really. It must be embarrassing for him to have all of this exposed, and embarrassing for the music industry to see that it tolerates this, and this is the sort of thing that goes on. I mean, this does irk me, really, that he was able to do this, purchase all of these likes and artificially boost his song play and all the rest of it. And that's before you even get to this huge billboard with his face on it that he's stuck up in the middle of New York's Times Square. I mean, you really would have thought that somebody would have questioned where he was getting this money from to have his face stuck up there in the middle of Times Square. What do you make of all this this cash that he was flashing around here, Grandpa?
This is the way you do it, though. I mean, everything that he did here is what the music companies themselves do. They decide, oh, this singer, this rapper, this entertainer is going to be the next hottest thing. It has nothing to do with whether they can sing or their raps or anything different than what anybody else is rapping. They just have to have a fresh face out there. Well, the music executives, I was unconsciously scratching my hand. I realized I was unconsciously scratching my hand right there. Music executives pick somebody. They said, this is going to be the new fresh face, whether it's rap, country, pop, whatever. This is the latest fresh face. And what do they do? I mean, next thing you know, you wake up one day. I saw a deal. They gave out a bunch of music Grammys. I think it was the Grammy Awards. And this 18-year-old girl won all these awards. And they said she was 18. I have to take their word for it. She looked 30, had green hair, and her face looked like she was 30. But they said she's 18 years old. And she won all these music awards because she's so big and she's so – I've never – heard of her before. Not to sound like an old person or something, I've never heard of her before. So where did she come from? Why did she become popular? Everything Chad Focus did here is what the music industry does. They pick out, they decide this person is going to be the new hottest thing. And everything he does, they buy this promotion, they buy the likes, they buy it to where it looks like. And not just the music, the publishing industry does the same. If they have an author, if you're a big publisher and you have an author and he comes out with a new book, he's guaranteed he's going to be on the New York Times bestseller list. They rig that whole thing up where they basically self-purchase his books. So it looks like all these people are running out and buying the books. Everything in this country is a scam. Chad Focus, the little guy, they're going to get busted for the scam because it's illegal. But when the big companies do it, it's A-OK. This is literally how the music industry operates. He was following the model of how the music industry picks a star and makes them and promotes them to be latest greatest thing. Of course, he did it on somebody else's dime, but you know, which makes it illegal. So, you know, he's going to go to jail for it, and they somehow think he's going to pay back $4 million. That just isn't going to happen. But this is America today. I mean, this is corporatocracy America today. Everything, the news, everything in this country is fake now. Entertainment is fake. This person's a great singer. They're a horrible singer. They just sing through a computer box to make it to where you can listen to it without your ears bleeding. Everything in America is fake. Everything's manufactured. Everything is marketed. No, nothing of substance, nothing of content matters. And you know, likewise, Chad Focus used the same business model. He just got caught before he could go big.
You were set a bad example, really. I mean, I can imagine the guy is probably a bit of a folk hero in his hometown. after doing this, especially if you bought everybody presents. I mean, he doesn't seem like too bad of a guy when you think about it in that way. Well, Arrington used the credit card for over $300,000 in unauthorized travel expenses all across the globe from January 2015 through August 2018. I mean, did nobody ask what he was doing, flying all around the world, where he was getting his cash from? Also included in the total were nightlife and other miscellaneous travel purchases for co-conspirators 1 and 2. I mean, they probably went on a trip round all the strip bars in Europe and all around the world, basically. That was the nightlife, I should imagine. He is also said to have spent more than $100,000 on clothing and accessories, including for artist apparel that was labelled Focus. So he had his team all wearing his face on a t-shirt with Chad Focus on it. Another $275,000 was used to make purchases related to a bike-sharing electric scooter business that he was a part of. Other purchases included concert tickets, travel, hotels, airfare, luxury vehicle rentals, and other expenses for co-conspirators 1 and 2. I mean, these guys were really living the high life for 3 or 4 years here. To hide the scheme, Arrington asked his team to use computer software to make false entries on credit card billing statements in the hopes of concealing the purchases. I mean, what does that say about him? I mean, he's the guy that's supposedly in charge of this workforce, and then he asks them to make false entries on the credit card bill so that he can get away with this. Yeah, I think either he was trying to bring them in on this scheme, or he was just assuming that they were as dumb as he was. What do you make of this bit, Grandpa? This is how he got caught eventually.
Chad, why do you have this expense here for strip club in Budapest? You're just supposed to be like promoting our website or something, and $4 million and years before anybody finally said, hey, something might be up here. You know, I mean, again, we're left with two choices. Either everyone in the company is incompetent, or anybody that did notice was afraid of being called a racist. It's one or the other. And again, either way, I think the company kind of got what they deserved. I mean, they gave this guy a aspiring rapper American Express card with no credit limit. And, you know, when his job really, again, with the job description outlined here, I don't even see why he would need a credit card. And then they turn around now and he used it to get the money. And I mean, I don't know. Again, I liken it to if you walk down the street and handed a wad of cash to a homeless person and said, hey, you know, go use this wad of cash to go buy me a new pair of shoes and bring them back to me. And then they disappeared with your money and spent it on, you know, Mad Dog 2020 wine. And you finally tracked them down and had them thrown in jail. I would be like, well, what do you expect? You know, why would you do something so stupid? How would you throw the homeless person in jail? And how do you throw Chad Focus in jail?
You know, really, I mean, all his boss needed to do was watch the first 30 seconds of his video and you would think he'd be going, sorry, what is this? Money, money, money? Where the hell did you get all that money from that you were counting in the beginning of this video? It is so, so suspicious. Well, Arrington also forged the signature of his supervisor on his credit card billing statements to make it appear as if he had approval for all the various purchases. Other employees then used the false information to pay off the outstanding balance that was owed for the card. I mean, it does seem as if there was quite a few of them that were involved in this. I mean, maybe they just really did have a really rather stupid boss. I mean, maybe this is all being laid at the feet of Chad, and maybe there was quite a few more of them that were actually involved. As said in the plea agreement, Arrington must pay the full restitution of $4,142,435.31. Chad Focus. Yeah.
They might get the 31 cents. So
31 cent. He could change his name to 31 cent, couldn't he? Like 50 cent. He could be 31 cent.
Yeah, like they're totally going to get that money back. I mean, that's just stupid. It's just like everything else in our society. They're going to pretend like they're going to get the $4 million back. You know, everything. It's like we just go along and we just pretend that fantasy is reality. We're going to crack down. We're going to make him pay the money back. Heck, nothing else. I mean, you know, half cup full. or half cup empty kind of view, you know, going to prison will probably actually boost Chad Focus's street cred. And, you know, it will probably even be another step in boosting his career. We can look forward to a future span of Chad Focus going large. I see it. I'm predicting it.
Well, I think he's going to be a bit of a folk hero after this anyway. Well, Chad Focus doesn't appear to have a huge discography, but he does have one remix with hip-hop star T-Pain. And I wonder how much he paid this this other hip-hop star to actually be on his record here. Well, that brings us to the end of the show today. Just before we're going to finish, though, since we've been talking about money, I'll take this opportunity just to remind listeners that we do require your donations to keep Radio Albion going. We do have a Bitcoin wallet, and I've written up some new instructions for people to send us Bitcoin. It's very simple. Just download yourself an Electrum wallet, then you can go to local Bitcoins, and you can purchase Bitcoin on there with PayPal. I mean, you could purchase $10 worth of Bitcoin, get that sent to your Electrum wallet, and then from your own Electrum wallet, send it to our Electrum wallet. And that way, it's all anonymous. It's easily done. You don't have to jump through loads of hoops like you do if you're trying to register with one of these Bitcoin companies, one of these exchanges. Just buy it from local Bitcoins. And we do require your donations to keep the website going. It does cost money. But thank you very much for listening today. Thank you very much for coming on, Grandpa. I will be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
Okay, I came from nothing, give me my respect. I'm all about a bag, got me thumbing through a check. Hey, counting money hey, like a star. I go and get to the money, try to get it, yeah. Money is the mission, yeah. That's all in the past, got the homies trying to visit like what's up.
Looking in the mirror like what's next. It's time to take the steps. Achievements gain respect. I give it all I got, that's why there's blood all in my sweat. These scars all on my fingers only come from counting checks. You wanna know about me? Just look up any struggle. The only difference is I had the strength to rise above it.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.